Are you a biker and wish there was a devotional out there that you could latch on to that would make sense to you as you travel the open road? Well, my guest today, Tim Ryder, wrote such a devo. It's called God, a Motorcycle, and the Open Road. And it's a biker devo. Welcome to Encounter, Tim.
Thank you, Judy. It's good to be with you.
You must be a biker.
That I am.
I have not heard of too many other or any other biker devotionals. Is that why you wrote it?
There are a few out, but they're rare. And what's surprising is the huge number of motorcycle riders. I'm not really a devotion guy in that so many of them are short. They're very affirming. They don't challenge people as much as I like to be challenged myself. And they don't have a whole lot of content. That some are so sweet and sugary, bless their hearts, that they almost give you spiritual diabetes. So I wanted to craft a book that was story-driven, that had some really good, exciting stories that anybody could relate to about motorcycling, but you don't have to ride to get them, but would also have some good, solid content. We've got about a one-page story and then two more pages of how that fits in our life with a challenge, with a support, and giving some content to people.
Yeah, I love your titles of these sections. The first kickstart, the miracle of a motorcycle. Wield unity. Why can't we just get along? Fearing men, fearing God, dealing with both. I love some of these titles. Let's start with the first one. The first kickstart, the miracle of a motorcycle.
You know, back growing up and through high school and into college, I never had any desire to ride a motorcycle, not at all. And then in the summer before my senior year in college, I was at my mom and dad's house, and a neighbor came over, and he had a little Honda Trail 90 bike for his kids. And he trailed it over to a place they could ride. And he said, "Tim, I go pick him up. You want to go?" And it was a lazy day, no football on, so I said, "Yeah." We got to the field, and he said, "Why don't you take a ride on it?" And I said, "Oh, no, I don't want to." And he kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Finally, to shut him up, I thought, well, I'll just get on, take one lap around the field. I did. And it was nice. It wasn't enough to transform me, but I liked being out in the open, the feeling of the wind in my face, the aroma of all the smells were around. It was kind of nice. And then at the end of that school year, during finals week, we were studying, and we quickly got tired of studying for finals. One of the guys said, "Let's go see a movie." And another one said, "Sure, what do you want to go see?" And somebody else said, "Hey, Easy Rider's playing." So we went to see Easy Rider. And at that point, my roommate and I had planned to go up to Canada to see another roommate of mine who'd moved up there for a job working on a TV station. And Mark ran out of money, and then the next week my car got hit, and I didn't trust to go up to Canada. So I thought the trip was off. We saw Easy Rider. And I was absolutely entranced with the freedom of the open road. It wasn't the sex and drugs that were in it, but it was just that sense of being out in the middle of the world. You're there. You interact. You're not protected in the steel cage. So I went back, finished my tests, worked a little bit, bought a motorcycle, took off for Canada, and that absolutely transformed my life. It's one of the examples of how God gives a couple of little teases to get us to something that will really be a major part of our life. And it was totally random, totally a God thing. So that was the first kickstart of my motorcycle riding.
Oh. Now, I know that riding a motorcycle to me seems perilously, terrifyingly dangerous. So I'm sure that you've had a lot of angels ride along. In fact, you have a section, "When Angels Ride Along, Dealing with Danger." And that's in Canada. What about that, Tim?
Okay, that was that first trip to Canada I took. And before the trip, I'd had the bike for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, rode a little bit. I didn't know anything. We had no motorcycle safety courses. And I took a friend along, and we had all of our gear in a big backpack. And what's ironic, at that point, I was not a follower of Jesus. I'd grown up in church, got away from it with a lot of searching. And so I was up to Canada, thinking that God probably exists, wasn't sure, and I just wasn't sure where I was spiritually. So we're going along below Banff, down toward Radium Hot Springs, this big sweeping curve to the right, and and it says slow to 40. And for biking, typically, you can do about 50% more easily and safely. So I was doing like 65 or 70, a little beyond that. And just loving that marriage of the angle of the bike on the road, it's kind of going with the bank of it, leaning into it, and the beautiful harmony of a rider, the machine, and the road. And then all of a sudden, the rear wheel locked. What happened, I'd not maintained the chain like I should. I hadn't kept it tightened every day. It slipped off and locked the rear wheel. Going at 65 to 70 around a tight turn, all laws of physics say, we ought to flop over to the left. And I didn't know enough. I struggled to keep it upright as we skidded, finally got to the side of the road, spent a couple of hours taking the chain and part of the bike apart to get fixed. And as I was sitting there, I realized, Tim, you're not good enough to save that bike. And then it hit. There had to be some angels along, maybe a whole legion of them. I don't know how powerful they are in a motorcycle. But I, to this day, I'm convinced that was an angel or two that kept that bike upright.
And maybe
part of the reason was to write this book on biker devotions.
And to think you didn't get injured. You flew around that corner, and you were a brand new motorcycle rider. Are there some real challenges in learning how to ride a bike well?
You know, back, and this is a good spiritual lesson, when I first started to ride, a guy that had ridden quite a bit said, Tim, if you want to survive, look at every car as intentionally out to get you. And always have an escape route. Have a cushion of space around you. And I realized what a marvelous metaphor of the Christian life it is, and that we have someone who's in our life like a roaring lion. Satan is looking for any opening we have. If he pushes it into a corner, we're more vulnerable. And we need to look on every event in life as having spiritual significance. And it might be a temptation, it might be an opportunity. It might just be, and I think this is part of the reason I like motorcycling so much, it might be that we can see, as we're riding, a spiritual lesson, something that will reveal a God touch in life. You know, we're surrounded by witnesses all the time. And every so often, God parts that veil, and we see a little bit of what he's doing. It can be looking at creation. It can be like with the chain coming off and locking the bike. But it's an awareness that God is real and he's there. And we need to enhance that. You know, prayer is one of the best results of riding a motorcycle, in part because riding is innately dangerous. It is. I think we need to be aware of that. But it also gives us a chance of solitude, of quietness, that we can commune with God without distractions. And when we do, God comes in our life even more deeply.
Wow. Tim Ryder's been my guest, A God, A Motorcycle, and The Open Road, a devo for bikers. And if you're not a biker, I think this book will help you learn more about what bikers go through, and maybe it might give you an incentive to become a biker. Tim, we got about a minute left. Is there one more topic you'd like to talk about?
Let me share the whole purpose of the book in that it's a metaphor of how we should live life with our eyes wide open to look for what this experience might teach us about God, looking at how this sight might reveal something of God's creative majesty. And I want people to, if I change the metaphor of biking to a tapestry, to weaving, a life is a tapestry with all these threads. And on a tapestry, we only see half the threads, half are hidden. And in the spiritual life, a lot of things that count are hidden unless we know where to look. And I want to encourage people to look and weave God into the fabric of their daily lives.
God, A Motorcycle in the Open Road. Tim, how can people get your book?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and if they have a Costco, or our local Costco also carries them. So they can also go to the publisher, Harvest House, at harvesthousepublishers.com, I believe the website is. Or they can write me and I'll send them a signed copy.
All right. Tim Ryder's my guest. And again, the book is called God, A Motorcycle, and The Open Road. Thanks for joining me, Tim. Thank you all for listening. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.